Well, speaking of unusual places for inclement weather, there is ice in Miami. As Wilson Sayer from Here and Now contributor WLRN reports, ice skating outdoors has come to Miami despite the 80-plus degree weather in the city today.
In downtown Miami, nestled between palm trees and Biscayne Bay, is a site that's certainly more familiar in New York State or Vermont. Ice skating. About 24 people glide over the white rink. It's not that plastic stuff people try to pass off as ice. This is a 3-inch thick slab of frozen water.
You're going to go really fast?
Yeah, faster than Flash, faster than nobody.
Okay, let me see.
Lucas Mauricio is 5 years old, and this ice skating rink outside of the Intercontinental Hotel is his first foray into the seemingly impossible, ice skating outdoors in South Florida. His technique of push-push-glide works most of the time, except when he's sliding on his stomach. Still, he's fearless. He just says he'd add a few more palm trees to the mix.
I wish I had the palm tree everywhere, and when we stop, to go like this. Oh.
Against the palm tree. You want to crash into the palm tree?
Yes.
His dad got him a Florida Panthers hockey jersey last time they went to a game. Now, being on the team is a new career goal for Lucas.
That's why I'm practicing every day.
Just for some context, the southernmost city any of the current players is from, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. But Jason Mauricio, a.k.a. Dad, is in full support despite the obvious challenges.
Are you at all worried that he's going to become attached to this sport that seems fairly unattainable year-round in this place?
Not really, because what's cool around South Florida is roller hockey. And roller hockey, I find actually if you can become a good roller hockey skater, you can be a great ice hockey skater. And so I'd love it if he picked up roller hockey.
For now, Lucas is sticking with the novelty of the frozen.
I like with Miami that's not out there freezing cold.
Freezing cold when you're sitting on the ice, but that's about it. Kids make snowballs with the shavings left in the wake of skates, but they melt before even the base of a snowman can form. Still, there's something about watching people glide over ice with holiday music in the background that makes the fir trees that line the rink smell just a bit better.
Everybody loves to skate in Central Park or Rockefeller Center in New York for the holidays. It's kind of a tradition.
Robert Hill is the general manager of the Intercontinental Hotel.
Why not do that here in Miami? You know, 70, 80 degree weather outside, but you can still enjoy a real holiday experience of ice skating, but with views of Biscayne Bay and Bayfront Park, right downtown Miami here.
Well, I can think of one reason not to do it, and that'd be, how do you get ice here? How does this physically work?
It takes a lot of work and a lot of planning, and it's not an inexpensive feat to pull off an ice rink in downtown Miami in this weather.
About $100,000, he says. Most of that goes to renting the system that keeps things frozen. Super cool gel circulates under the ice through a massive chiller out back, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It took 3 days of pouring water over tubes of the gel to build up enough ice to skate on. They just kept layering the water and waiting for it to freeze. Water, freeze, water.
We don't have a Zamboni. It's not quite big enough to need that. It gets scraped down several times a day. Then another layer of water put on top of that, and then it freezes back on top.
By the time the rink closes on January 10th, the ice will be about 5 inches thick, he says. While people up north sometimes wait till April or even May for the snow to melt, breaking this rink down will be a matter of switching off the cooler and waiting a few hours. Hill hopes to bring the rink back next year, a good thing for Lucas Mauricio's career aspirations. But Lucas has a design critique Hill might want to consider.
I wish half can be this, and then the other, and then in the middle can be water. So if we fall in, we can dive in.
A swimming pool in the middle of the rink, just in case you get a bit too warm shredding the ice. So, Miami. For Here and Now, I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.